Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week we'd like to talk about the recent tornado that went through Uniontown and a reason for optimism for those who may have been affected by this natural disaster. Talk to us about what's going on here and why these folks have sunshine in their futures.
The tornado that struck Uniontown on Thursday, February 15th, has done great harm to the community and area. However, the damage level did not meet the disaster threshold for the Federal Emergency Management Agency. This past week, Governor Tom Wolf requested the U.S. Small Business Administration declare disasters in Fayette County and Uniontown for those businesses and homes that suffered significant wind, flood, and in some cases, mudslide damage from the tornado and storms that impacted the area. Based on the results of a Commonwealth damage survey, the damage in Fayette County and the city of Uniontown meets the U.S. Small Business Administration criteria. A detailed damage assessment shows that over 38 of the homes and businesses involved have uninsured losses that meet or exceed 40% of the pre-disaster fair market value. I want to take this opportunity to thank Governor Wolf for this action and cordially and personally invite him to Uniontown to have a look at the damage this tornado wreaked upon the community. He's taking the next step to aid those who have been affected by this storm. After the SBA makes its decision, the Commonwealth will advise affected residents and business owners. Anyone who needs assistance or would like additional information is welcome to contact my legislative office at 724-438-6100.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative Dowling, is I understand that you are planning to introduce some legislation to help students who are about to enter the workforce or enter college to decide on college or career and technical education and what fields they want to get into and what they want to learn about. Talk to us about what your legislation would do.
It's every student and parent's nightmare. You graduate from college with tens of thousands of dollars in debt, and you can't find a job in your field. It's an all too familiar story for many students across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. With this nightmare scenario in mind, many high school students and their parents are considering other options, including vocational and technical education. The jobs of today and tomorrow are increasingly technical in nature, requiring workers with specialized skills best learned in a vocational technical environment. And after decades of steering kids away from technical education, there's a shortage of workers in a variety of skilled trades that offer excellent pay and job security. To ensure today's students are aware of these options and the opportunities they hold, I will soon introduce legislation that would direct the Pennsylvania Department of Education to identify programs of study that will train individuals for high-priority occupations with a focus on programs that provide industry-recognized credentials. This would include programs that are non-credit and programs that can be earned in less than 2 years. Students pursuing these programs of study would be eligible for scholarships from the Pennsylvania Higher Education Assistance Agency. This legislation would expand on the existing Targeted Industry Cluster Certificate Program, which currently provides scholarships to students seeking employment in the areas of agriculture, energy, and construction. My legislation would ensure the program is extended to other in-demand careers. Just as college isn't for everyone, neither is vocational technical education. But after decades of steering students away from the vocational technical track in favor of a liberal arts education, it's time to rethink that strategy. The need for skilled trade workers and the growth in highly specialized technical jobs makes the vocational technical education option one very much worth the consideration of high school students and their families.
Representative Dowling, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Matt Dowling.